and we are joined by Royalty. 255 games under his belt, 353 goals, and arguably one of Port Adelaide's greatest of all time joins us. Robbie Gray, hello, mate. How are you?
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me on. All going well.
All right, great to hear, mate. We heard you were flying, absolutely flying throughout pre-season. We were shattered to see you go down last week with a little niggle in the knee. How's it all tracking?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, obviously, disappointing you do all that work throughout the summer, but no, all that went really well. It was just an unfortunate incident. Someone fell across my knee, and little medial. So being able to run, I had a little run this morning, which was good, and straight line. It'll just be that change of direction and how that sort of pulls up next week, and try and get into some training then.
What are we talking? A couple, you reckon, Rob?
Not sure. Hopeful that it'll be okay next week. I think they can heal up pretty quick. It's not a real serious one, so hopefully it heals up quick. And nice. Like I said, it'll just be that change of direction sort of stuff that'll be important to get that ticked off.
Robert, Tom Rockliffe here, your great mate. We've got the we've got the Russell Ebert tribute game tonight. We're going to see the coin toss by Di, his wife, and his daughter Tammy. Albert, grandson, who's 16, kicked 100 goals in a season. He's going to kick the first goal. Dersma's retired the 7 tonight. A huge number 7 at the northern end. All players will wear the 7 on the front of their jumper.
Awesome.
Firstly, I just want to know what Russell means to you, and you've been around Port Adelaide for such a long period of time. And then secondly, how we go about beating the Hawks tonight.
Yeah, obviously, a huge night for the footy club. Russell is just such a special person. Had a huge impact on all that came through the doors at Alberton. And, I remember coming across 15, 16 years ago, and he'd take you out on your community visits, and you'd travel around all over SA really and visit schools, and he'd teach you all about that. He was a really special human. He was really caring. He always wanted to know about your family and what was going on off field, and always took an interest in you, not only your football, but you as a person as well. So he's had a huge impact. I'd say he always knew where the best bakeries were, no matter where you went, across SA. So that was always handy. You wanted to be in Russ's group when you were going out to visit the school, because you knew you were going to get a bakery stop in. So, an amazing person. I think, obviously didn't get to see him play, but to watch some of his highlights and stuff like that, it's just amazing. Like some of the stuff he was able to do, and obviously dominated football for a long period of time, but then the stuff he did off the field as well has just been outstanding, and we'll carry on.
Robbie, it's Cal Ferguson here, mate. Now, you were just talking about what an impact Russell had on so many, in helping them become better people. You know, footy throws you curveballs, elite sport throws you curveballs, and I was interested in the knee injury you had back in 2012, the reconstruction, and having had one myself, it can be such a challenging period, but the way you've bounced back, your movement through the back half of your career has just been unbelievable. And I just wanted to ask you a little bit about what were the keys to your bouncing back so well and showing such great resilience, because it's been great to watch.
Yeah, it was obviously a tough one. It was a fair while ago now, but early in my career, I probably had lots of issues with my body, more soft tissue sort of stuff. Couldn't get out in the park for an extended run in it. So having that 12 months off, I guess you learn a fair bit about what you need to do. I work really closely with the physios and the doctors at the club, and I think I just found a really good program that worked for me. I'll probably learn how to be more professional, work on the little things a little bit more, like your diet and recovery and all those sort of things go into it. But I suppose when you're out for so long, you really set yourself, to come back. And I suppose early on in my career, I'd done bits and pieces, but I hadn't been able to string anything together. So it was probably a bit of a turning point and, really, really putting my mind to it and knuckling down. And, I was able to come back and have a good run at it from a body point of view for quite a few years now. So I think that was the main thing, just getting all that under control, finding a good program, something that worked for me and my body. And, I've been able to keep going, which has been good.
Traditionally, Port Adelaide has struggled when there's no Gray and no Rockliffe over the last 4 years. what's the key element to Port Adelaide winning tonight against Hawthorn?
Obviously a bit of a different look, the Hawks now, under a different coach, and they've got some different guys sort of floating through there, and yeah, obviously you won't have yourself out there to rack up your 40. So it'll be
he's had about 40 cheeseburgers this morning, Aaron.
Yeah, so no, it'll be good. I mean, like I said, they've got some different guys that they probably play a bit of a different brand so far. I mean, it's a small sample size of early in the year under Sam Mitchell, but you know, it's going to be interesting to watch. I think they take the game on a little bit more, probably a bit more aggressive with their ball movements. So it should be good. We're really looking forward to getting back to Adelaide Oval, and you know, no restrictions on the crowd, and obviously a big night for the footy club in paying tribute to Russ as well. So really excited about tonight.
Now, we know you're entering the twilight of your career. When you retire in 3 years, what field are we going to see you in? Working at Mini Clam, cutting your hair? You're getting heckled on the street by the sound of it. Cutting hair at the Fellow Barber or pouring beers at the Mosley?
Here we go.
Yes. Yeah, well, you're giving me 3 years, so that's generous, Rock. we'll see how we go. I think Belle might put me to work, actually. Mini Clam seems to be going quite well. She might get me packaging up orders and get out in the delivery van, maybe something like that, but we'll wait and see.
The one thing that really grinds my gears about Robbie Gray that always go. Never gets mentioned, we always hear about Scott Pendlebury being the basketballer, but yeah, often forgotten that you could have played NBA for the Lakers. Is that correct?
You're not bad, are you, Tom? You get me on and take the piss out of me.
Telling me it's stuff, no, Rob.
Tom is a bit jealous of my basketball ability and always tried to take me one-on-one when he was around
could
the club.
Never beat
and,
him.
Love hearing this stuff.
sick of people talking about it, but no, played a little bit back when I was a junior. Like, Rock played a bit of cricket back when he was a junior. So I was about his hat-trick.
Hey, Rob, we've seen him play as a senior, and it is harrowing. you're a good man, Robbie. Thank you so much for jumping on, mate. It'll be massive there tonight at the Adelaide Oval. We want 45, 50,000 yes. there, so make sure we pack that out. Thanks so much for jumping on, and good luck with the knee.
No worries. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Robbie.
You're a star, mate.